Maine residents furious over $13 million tax bill for Taj Mahal where migrants get 2 years of free rent. By Warner Todd Houston on March 2, 2024. Residents of Maine are expressing their outrage over the state's plans to spend $13 million on constructing apartment complexes for illegal border crossers where some could be afforded up to 2 years of free rent. The apartment complex plan, derisively labeled the Taj Mahal for illegals, took a lot of heat from residents of Brunswick during a February 20th City Council meeting. The locals were upset over the fact that the same apartments that cost citizens between $1,800 and $2,300 a month were going to be handed out to illegals for free. "You have all these houses being built. That's discrimination, in my eyes," Maine resident George Bernier said, according to the Daily Mail. "Am I too white? Is that what it is? Do I work too much? What's the discrimination factor? How can we give housing to anyone other than our Brunswick residents first?" he indignantly asked. Fellow resident Lisa Trombley added that the state is neglecting the needs of taxpaying citizens and acting in favor of illegals. "You need to take a look at the needs of our current residents," Trombley said. "If we don't have a plan to take care of the residents, we shouldn't be inviting them to come. No matter where they are coming from, we can't afford to do it." Many of the brand new buildings were completed in 2023, and the first began taking residents in December. The project was initially funded by a $6 million program, which the State Housing Authority, Maine Housing, initiated. Migrants have already filled some of the housing units. The plan even came to the attention of Donald Trump Jr., who blasted it while campaigning for his father. "Up in this part of the world and up in Maine, they are giving illegal immigrants free housing, multi-million dollar free housing, while they're kicking out veterans in the street," he said in a news clip shared by the conservative Maine Wire. "I mean, what's going on?" However, Maine Housing points out that migrants will be required to pay 30% of their income in much reduced rent fees if they get a job. Follow Warner Todd Houston on Facebook at facebook.com/warner.todd.houston or Truth Social at Warner Todd Houston.